You're listening to the show about Touche. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I bring our coffee maker would. And I would make you guys espressos all day. That's
but
what I would
couldn't
do.
Eat them.
I would make you brown water so that you felt like you were.
Wait a second.
Joining in.
Are we already in the game? Is this twig tea Abby's brought me?
That's what Rafina would do.
I'll make you brown water. This isn't twig tea, it's brown water.
It's just brown water. I'm going to put a brown crayon into it. What happened to Adam? I was going to share my dumb lyrics to my terrible recap.
Abby, it's so not going to be terrible.
Oh my gosh, it's such a dumb thing. But I'm excited about it because
your brain is great.
It's counterculture, man. It's counterculture.
Wow.
And it's actually, I owe this idea to my son. Oh. When I was venting that I had no material and no ideas and that it was a very short, like all we did was sit in one room, which actually is nice for me to not have to manage a whole lot of things because I inevitably leave them
you
out.
You just write a song. It doesn't even have to
It'll
be
write
about
itself.
Anything.
We can write the movie itself. That we were just talking exactly. about.
So I just went with a concept that Bathwack Jr. came up with.
Oh, I was like, wait, you're going to write a concept about Bathwack Jr., like a fan fiction? Is this what this recap
that
is? That's what I thought you were saying.
That has to happen. No, I'm sorry.
Fan fiction.
Let's get the recap over with. I'm so
Poor
annoyed
Abby.
About it.
Poor
oh,
Abby.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Don't be annoyed.
All right, I'm going to send the... Oh, here comes the dog. Hi, Dottie. I'm going to send the lyrics so that you can follow along, okay?
Okay.
There you go. They're in
oh,
the
there.
Damn top
I
inn.
I see it. Okay. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
That's great.
Sit in a tavern and try to figure out how to pretend to kill Bathwack.
Oh my god.
Almost nobody knows Will's true plan since we haven't heard the conversation he and Bathwack had with Trofast, his valet. Nature themselves will be stunned when King Bathwack returns.
Oh my.
Across the region, people are mourning the dead ferret. Will plans to trash talk the ferret. Bathwack will defend it. And Bathwack will be killed, but not really.
Contemplation. We will create a diversion, probably by setting something on fire.
Yes!
While the warping scorpion accompanies us on the maracas. Which means let's get this party started.
Oh my God, Abby, you're so funny. Get out of here with this.
I can't believe you can hear the birds chirping on the second track. Dang it. Oh well.
This is the first time I've felt religious in years.
I had that cranked way up. It's at like 250%, so that's why you can hear the birds.
It's beautiful. It sounded like somebody was singing in a place where, you know how sometimes like big buildings with the birds are just in there.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, we'll pretend that was intentional. I like that.
I think it was absolutely amazing. I'm going to go wash my hands because this was the worst meal to eat right now.
Chant makes KT.
KT has to wash their hands because they just felt religious for the first time.
Pompion. That was my favorite. Pompion is a fun chant word.
Yeah, you had fun with it too.
Mm. All right, everyone know what we did?
So that is a, what would you describe that genre? It's like
Gregorian? Medieval, Gregorian, yeah. Chant? Maybe mid. I don't really know the different types of chant, but that's such a popular one now that we'll go with that. I was trying to do it in the vein of the Monty Python
ones. Oh, of course.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly, yep.
Dona eis requiem.
Yes, totally.
So good.
So great.
All right, so now we actually have to, we just have to improvise what actually happens, but whatever happens, we'll say that that is what the plan was.
Yeah, there we go.
Right. Like, we know the basics, but I bet Eric's going to be an asshole and be like, "What? How are you going to do that?" Mm. Like,
yeah, like
he's going to ask for specifics.
Instead,
he's
going to
make us
like,
roll things.
So dumb.
You're going to use like a sending spell or a message spell, and you'll just be like, "Okay, Rafina, go!" And then
yes, plan, exactly.
Execute step three.
Yep,
that's us.
That's when we all combine into the big robot.
Yeah, ooh, exactly.
Why wasn't that our plan?
What? Who has that spell?
I know. I'll be the leg.
It's me.
Oh, that reminds me of one of my favorite comics ever. But that's, I'll save that for another time.
Unless the one where the guy gets like... they don't know?
I doubt it. Should I find it real
Babe.
Quick?
Find it right now. All right. It's easy to find. You know.
Oh, this is like a just like little like a comic,
like a comic strip. It's worth it. You'll like it.
It's called Guntron Alliance Force.
Alex is gonna love this.
Where is it? Yeah. Oh, I don't know where it is.
It's in the recording chat. I don't get it.
You don't get it.
You have to sit with it for a bit.
Are you familiar with like Power Rangers, like Voltron, like multiple like
people
are on a team and they have different like robots or ships or whatever, and then they combine into one big ship and
if there's a really bad enemy,
they're the different parts,
and then they're their ultimate form all together. And so
this is about a fictional group called Guntron Alliance Force.
Yeah, and so they.
When they come together, they make a giant gun, and you can see which color each part is because it matches the color of their costumes.
I just the detail in Perry Bible Fellowship is in the faces. Like,
yeah, the best part of it is the green guy's face. No, the green guy's does.
Yeah, the green is like
he's the other bullet.
Oh, I didn't notice
that. That's the best part of it.
We love that.
Is that
one.
He looks sad?
Yeah.
He's like, what the
he's
fuck?
He's like, all of a sudden, he's like, oh shit, that's my role.
The other guy's
ever
like, yeah.
Ever so slightly, his eyebrows go up, his mouth opens up.
Oh. So long, Scorpex.
Perry Bible Fellowship is so funny. You should look at a bunch of their.
All of them.
Yeah. Like,
how
they're very
fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, they're incredible. Mm. There's some, like, just absolute.
You guys,
bangers.
Like, Abby, I want. if you go through those later, please, like, please, if you do, like, send me ones you think are funny, because okay. I haven't seen them in a few years. Like, we've gone through a bunch of times, but like, are they making new ones? Like,
he is. Yeah, he stopped for a while, but
yeah, he stopped for a while. So
here's a link to this.
So funny, just so funny.
Anyway.
Latest one. Now I want to look at Perry Bible one. Fellowship.
This is another one. I'm just going to put this one in here and then What's we can play.
Oh, yep.
Oh, so good. So good.
He's so true love. Oh my god, so good. Yes, please go through those.
Anyway,
highly recommend.
So, we can't be that funny,
right? I knew you were gonna say that. I was just gonna say we can't even beat that. So, what's the point?
Yep.
Where did my drink go? I need that to survive right
now. So, yeah, you guys have been sitting in a single room. It has apparently very good acoustics, or bad, I guess. I don't know how echoey chambers like that are.
There's a tureen of soup between us. Onion soup.
Yeah, that's what's...
Tureen!
That's what's causing the echoing. Yeah, Abby realized upon listening to the raw recording of last week that the word we were lacking... It'll be in the wiki by now, I'm sure, but it's tureen. So yeah, you guys were trying to plan how to stage the death of Bathwack Madrak. Eventually it was determined that Will was going to portray some type of villain, potentially non-human, but I don't think that's been codified yet, Bathwack will face off against in some publicly conspicuous place. You sent Shimi and Mo to try to scope out where this potentially could happen, since none of you are terribly familiar with Trent at this point.
We're thinking about Captain Clockface still, right? As our...
Oh, no, I think I was saying that I could cast spells about, like, making bones.
I thought you were going to make bones, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was going to catch on fire somehow.
Yeah, bones or ashes or something. Yeah. We don't need a fake dead Bathwack because...
Yeah.
Bathwack can use the mask of disguise that Will got from one of the assassins.
Yeah.
That's right. I even listened to this.
Yeah, you're the recapper.
You'd be surprised at how easily my mind wanders when I'm trying to think of a recap.
You're trying to practice mindfulness while listening to a recap. You're like, I hear these thoughts. Just let them go.
Roll over you.
Let the podcast go through your mind. Don't even just say
somehow
hello.
All of those acknowledge them. Are not connected and let it go. Each other.
And acknowledge and let it go.
Amazing.
And you're still there.
Okay.
No, we made the plan. We made a plan for the evening, which was that Bathwack and Will would have to choreograph. We'd have to script and choreograph their encounter, but that's on them.
Yeah, we got to do some fight choreography.
Yeah, to make sure we don't actually kill each other, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
But again, I think we just, like, it's morning, we're doing it now, and whatever we came up with is what we planned.
There was something I thought of outside of game, and now I'm going to be bothered. Do you remember what I mentioned it to you? Because I was like, does it... Like, Will would be worried about. Fuck.
I mean, I know
you're finding a place
just worried that everyone would actually time.
See. Yeah. Like, that everyone would actually Bernard. See.
That too.
Oh, that's also true, Bernard. Because what time is it? Like, that's what I was probably worried it's about. Like, what the heck time of day is it? Is it like already evening and we have to find a place?
It is kind of late
this,
in the day. I think it was.
And people still have to be awake to watch us.
Well, we thought about waking them up. I thought the plan was for it to happen the next day.
So if it happens in the morning, wow, like, okay. Well, hopefully
we said
just leave
9 o'clock, but I don't remember if, so, I don't think we were clear if it was midnight, if it was the previous day or the same day.
Certainly the things that need to happen before we all go to bed is we need to connect with Mo and Shimi to see where exactly this is going to go down. I think that's the the important thing. So when we're done eating and carousing and planning in the room,
yep.
Unless Mo and Shimi somehow come back.
Well, funny you should mention that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How funny is it?
They come back.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
People laughed.
Pretty funny when I mentioned that.
Wow.
Oh, hey, look, guys. It's Mo and Shimi. They're back. Hey, Mo and Shimi, we saved some food for you. Oh, wait. No, it's all good. Gone. It's sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
He gave it all to the dog.
Did you find a good spot for our fake battle?
We found a couple. Yeah, we found a few different spots. We figured maybe it'd be best to present some different options to you, and you guys could decide what you felt was best.
All right. Yeah. Well, you can hook your PowerPoint up over there.
Oh, we have Keynote. That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, all the cool people are using Canva these days.
Canva?
Canva.
Although I don't know if that's actually a presentation thing.
It's not. Well, no, it's just great. A place to get templates for it all. But
Beamer.
Oh, you nerd!
Beamer.
That's a lady.
Do it in character.
He did.
Beamer. Oh. Just says
Beamer.
Okay, so one place. This No, Shimi, you tell him about the first one we see, because that's the boring one. All right, so the first one, which I think is probably the best. Mo thinks it's boring, but I think it's going to get you the most eyes, if you will. Most viewers. There's the Market Street, which even now is relatively crowded, and I suspect that in the morning it'll be even more so. It's sort of this tight, crowded little lane with stalls and whatnot and people bustling around and buying stuff and whatnot. It's maybe a little too many innocent bystanders, but I guess it's all going to be controlled, right?
We're going to be in impeccable control of what happens in the morning.
I mean, if not, that's fine. I'm all right
Okay, like, yeah, sure. We don't want to kill them, but also I would like to not be killed. Okay, if I show up and I'm like, oh, I'm going to kill this guy. And then like people are like, we like Bathwack, and they try to fight for him. And then I'm fucking hurt. I'm not going to like that. So is there a place for me to stand or hover where people can't get me? Are they going to throw a lot of, is there a pile of rocks nearby? Bricks? Tomatoes?
I mean, if they're all.
Yeah, if it's a vendor spot, yeah, there's going to be a million
there's
tomatoes.
Definitely tomatoes. I don't think anybody was selling
all right,
bricks,
can
though.
Can somebody get rid of all the tomatoes before we begin?
Okay.
Maybe. I mean, the market, I know, but I do like that idea. We just got to make sure that I don't get overwhelmed.
Yeah. Wisdom in D&D is getting rid of all of the tomatoes so that nobody can throw them at will.
Nice.
We could have a chase. We could start like running down the street and knocking things over and whatever. Maybe people will scatter.
Mm.
Oh.
I love that idea. That's great. Yeah.
So nobody sees the fight start. Oh, so nobody sees the fight start. The fight starts off camera. You guys just run into
off what?
Off of, well, there's off an alley that intersects with Market Street called Camera Alley, right?
That's so great. Off camera. Starts off camera. It's perfect.
Wow, you know a lot about this town. Why did we have to go out and scout about?
Because I knew there wasn't going to be enough food for all of us.
Nice.
Anyway, this is the boring one. Oh, it's just okay. Like a road. Now, we see in distance and someone tell us, there is place outside of town. It is on cliff above bay. It called Demon's Leap. Now, it's very dramatic. It's right on the road. And it's this big, like, these two rock things sticking up look like horns. And they're spot in between. And people say there are rumors that if you go there, you die.
Oh, my.
Oh, rumors.
Let's go there for sure.
Working with rumors, though. Oh, Rafina, it's got to just be a rumor. I mean,
remember the windmill?
Oh, you know what, Rafina? You are right. But you know what? If Bathwack dies, isn't that the point? Just kidding.
Yes, but that's not part of the room.
What? Somebody's going to die. It better not be me.
What's this about a windmill?
Bathwack looks up from his drink. Wait, where will we die?
Pretend I is what I was saying, but also
how visible is this demon's leap? Is it very visible? It's not too far away from.
I mean,
the city,
you can see it from the sort of the north end of town, but that's why I don't know if it's the best choice because it's not like heavily populated. It's out. It is by the road, like Mo said, but and you can kind of see it, but I don't know that you necessarily have the crowd you'd like. It does have the flair that maybe could. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Will winks at Shimi like, yep, totally.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not sure. That's why we wanted to come back to you. We think those are probably the two best options you got.
Okay,
is
well...
Is there a zoom in and enhance spell in D&D?
Yeah. Ooh, we could probably... Oh, man, they had those mirrors in Bear Toggle for the staircase race. That must be some kind of spell.
Yeah.
Maybe the stupid owner of the milling... what is it? Miller? Millings?
Millings. Goods and Sundry. Maybe
Millings, he who probably has some magic of some kind, I'm guessing. Maybe we can steal something from him that'll let us broadcast the fight into town.
Oh, yeah. We could break into his shop.
Again.
I mean, it worked the first time.
I was going to say, Shimi was there for that. Literally everybody was there
yes,
for that.
Oh, yeah, we all traced in. We're like a parade.
A gaggle of like 15 people.
And then when the guy inevitably knows that we were there, it's like, does he have a spell? How did he know? I can't believe it. There's like 100 witnesses.
Piled in like a clown car.
Yeah, exactly. Bathrock's feet were sticking out the door. Uh-huh. He couldn't even fit in.
Yeah. So those are the two options
God,
that you found.
Those are two good options.
Yes.
There wasn't a third.
Nope.
So, was there in the first option like an empty or abandoned building or outhouse? Is there an outhouse?
I think that'd be interesting. An abandoned outhouse in the middle of town.
How do we know it's abandoned? I mean, people don't hang out in them all the time.
Well, you know,
most of the time they're abandoned.
Most of the time it's technically abandoned. It's used and then it's abandoned.
We have to see how lonely the poop is.
The day it's not abandoned is on the annual cabbage stew day.
Oh my God. Oh, okay. Yeah, gosh, both of those.
Because that's what we need, is we need like an outhouse-sized building.
Yeah, something that's...
This is in the market, so we could maybe set up a vendor, like a tent, for Bathwack to crash into.
Can Bathwack go into... I mean, it's okay if you say no, Will, but he could use your private tent is a tent.
Oh,
I thought you said I'm the only one allowed in there.
You are the only one allowed. It's totally up to you. You can prestidigitate it when he comes out.
Listen, every time we go anywhere, Bathwack looks for the bathroom. And there is no bathroom in my tent.
That's like a small outhouse.
What did you say?
No. Well, yeah, does Will's tent have an outhouse?
Have a building in it.
Exactly. No.
Well, if it did, we would never admit it.
Yeah.
I still want to see him. I think it'd be so cool to see him just fall through the horns of Demon's Leap.
So what do you mean through the horns? What is
it? It's like between the horns, it just falls off the cliff. And like people like fall to their death. But like unexplainedly.
Okay, but I
want
to know
horns?
Why.
What are those structures?
They're stone.
They rock?
Yeah.
But Mo,
what difference between stone and rock?
I don't know.
No difference.
It's all.
Is it metamorphic or is
bullshit.
It igneous?
I guess all. They prefer igneous peoples.
Adam, that's very Ignient of you.
Oh, amazing.
I guess that second option could work. All we really need is somebody, one or two people, to be on the edge of town at the most populated area to yell out and get everyone's attention, like, hey, look, it's Bathwack Madrak fighting a strange evil man. And, like, to narrate it from afar.
But what about,
to make
like,
sure everyone is understanding what they're saying.
But the whole point was that people were going to care about Bathwack because apparently he is defending the integrity of a ferret or something, and I'm insulting a ferret, so how far away is this devil's place?
Well, okay, the chase could happen, and you guys could be, and Bathwack could be saying, you called the ferret this! Yeah. And you could say, I'll also call it that. And you chase, the chase happens, and you both fly up to Demon's Leap. Yeah. That's how you get everyone's attention.
We can fly. Both of us can fly.
Ooh, fancy.
I don't know. If we're going to do that, I don't know if you could show people that you could fly, because then if you fall,
I don't know
if people think you're dead.
Unless I cut your legs off first.
Well,
you are the puzzle master.
Bathwack could say, oh, good thing I can fly with these boots of flight. And then, Will, whoever Will's playing, could, like, take the boots off of his feet.
Or he could say, oh, but they hurt my feet. I just take them off for a minute.
my dogs are barking.
Just hold on a moment while I change into something more comfortable. Yeah.
Okay. That's how Bathwack does.
Just peacefully sitting and taking his shoes off.
The dramatic flair of Demon's Leap. I think that could work.
But if what if he actually disappears or dies or whatever?
Right. I think we do need to maybe investigate the fact that people really think people die there. How recently has somebody died there? Is that actually a thing? I don't want to die there.
Think we have time to investigate that.
It's not far.
Didn't
you say we had another option? I want the other option now.
Yeah, but then other people, innocent people, could be in danger. We don't really have controlled way to.
Yeah, I like being away from the town a little bit. So right,
yeah,
someone gets hurt.
We start. We get all the drama started in town. Make everyone be really invested in what's happening with this fight.
Why can't we have him fall into the water?
But if he falls into the water, what am I making? I'm not making ashes or bones.
Well,
that's
we
a
take
body.
Advantage. We take advantage of the mystery around Demon Sleep. Ooh. If people don't really know what happens up there, we control the narrative.
I'm going to have to use the stupid diamond to bring him back.
Ash and bones. Oh, gosh. Well, yeah, that's why we didn't bring back Sin, right? Or anybody. Fuck everybody else but us, is my point. But I could make, charred bones, rise up from the waters. And
Can you make it look like I'm on fire?
Let's see. I know I could, but I need to, look up how many spells.
I could fall.
I remember
what
my problem was. I don't have enough spells. I don't have enough spells.
That's why we wanted to wait overnight.
That's why I realized. So I guess Will in person might suddenly realize, I'm not sure I have, if especially we're doing all of this stuff, I'm not sure I have the energy, the physical capacity to cast all these spells.
Yeah,
unless we're doing
up.
Something as the sun rises. I mean, it's weird that we don't need to sleep and feel rested. Just the sun crests and we feel, I guess. Is that right, DM? The sun comes over the horizon, we just feel rested?
Yep.
Even if we've been fighting, has that ever happened? I mean,
I think it maybe has happened.
That we've been fighting
as
the sun rose and then we got more spells?
I think so.
I don't think so. I would have remembered that
exactly
I gained spells in the middle
of
a fight.
But
maybe we fight and then the sun rose and we still felt better.
Can I just say, isn't it amazing that this whole time I have thought you've been referring to intra-party fighting, arguing.
Oh.
this whole time, that's what I was picturing.
Yeah. That's more likely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Bickering.
Oh, my God.
So, Will, I think there's something else we have to talk about. I'm pretty sure our contract says something about me not hurting you. But I mean, accidents happen. Like,
that's the look I give you.
What look?
I bet he's looking at somebody else. I was taking notes, but then I looked at Alex. Like, flopped my head to the side and just shot my eyes at him because it's unimpressed. Like, all right, it's like, you know, Bathwack, you clearly are the fighteriest of all of us. If anyone is going to blast somebody to smithereens in a second, it's you. I feel like that means you have experience. And if you really fight me and hurt me by accident,
I mean,
it
like,
better be a real accident.
Can't he like half hurt you and it's kind of like him hurting himself?
Why? Stop bringing that up. Why the fuck does everyone bring that up all the time?
Wait, what happened with Bathwack's juice?
Oh, Bathwack like put his like body
to
make Will
that
stronger.
That's really weird. That is not how
we use the phrase body juice anymore.
You got a BJ transplant?
No. No, it was not sexual. Thank you very much.
It was a Costco transplant.
Sam's Club.
Yeah. No, it was not like that. It was some kind of thing where he like I don't know. I can get hit a lot more than everyone else. Maybe I don't know. I'm tough.
It was brotherly love.
What the fuck does Bathwack actually say that out loud?
No.
Okay. It was the show with Matthew Lawrence.
That's funny
because
Bernard was about to say it was an act of love.
Okay. Bernard, I liked it better when you couldn't talk to everybody because at least you would have just annoyed me with that and not everybody.
Okay. Noted.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, brotherly love. Act of love. It's so cute. Will it be?
Act of necessity. It was literally when we were fighting for our lives or something. Okay?
But that's Will, it's got to look real.
So what? You want to kill
look
me?
Real. No, you're killing me.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, I get to be the supervillain.
It's like, gotta look real.
Okay, what do you want to do? What do you really
think?
I'm
just saying,
gonna...
it's like, we're not going to hold back, but we're not going to hurt each other. But stuff happens.
Yes, yeah, stuff happens. Can I roll? I want to roll, because I know out of character we have joked about this.
I guess so.
Alex specifically has said, he meant for years now, he's been like, would Will and Bathwack, like, what would happen between a fight? Like, if they actually got a fight. He's been saying this for years. Mm-hmm. I want to know if there's any part of Bathwack, like, Will wants to read this guy as hard as he's ever read anyone in his whole freaking con artist life. Whether Bathwack is like, but come on, dude, don't you want to punch me in the face and I punch you in the face and see who survives? Like, he wants to know if this is a, like, not a threatening way. Like, mm-hmm. He wants to know how much Bathwack just wants to brawl. And okay. Okay.
So roll insight.
Insight. I have to open my character sheet. Sorry, guys.
It's D&D.
Do I have to roll something contested?
You are going to privately roll to me either deception or persuasion, depending on whether you're being truthful or not.
I'm going to bend my luck.
So what's the statement that's going on? Like, what? I'm going to say something to Will.
Do you kind of want to hurt Will? Like, are you
like,
looking
not
forward
in
to
a mean way,
no,
like,
not like
you,
kill.
Come on.
But
Will
you're looking forward to a contest of
and like it's always
physical strength.
I was comparing or it to magic Alex's habit of the past few years, always just kind of wondering aloud, like, who would win in mm-hmm. a fight between Will and Bathwack when we've gathered together? And I always look at you like,
so it's,
you
it's,
would.
So Will is wondering if if Bathwack is really thinking it might happen by accident and is worried, or is like,
I really hope I can do this and not get in trouble.
Yeah. So if it's the former, roll persuasion. If it's the latter, roll deception.
Okay, I want to bend luck, so I'm gonna
did
do
you roll?
Something. I did not roll yet. Sorry. I don't even know. It's like
23.
And I'm still gonna, because I said I'm gonna bend luck. I'm not gonna cheat. I'm still gonna.
Do you
bend
have to
luck.
Declare that before.
Well,
I don't think I have to, but I don't want to. I don't want to cheat. It's not about cheating.
What does it say?
Amazing. It says, when another creature you can see makes an attack roll, an ability check, or a saving throw, you can use your reaction and spend two sorcery points to roll 1d4 and apply the number rolled as a bonus or penalty to the creature's roll. You can do so after the creature rolls, but before any effects of the roll occur.
I see. Okay.
So I don't even know his roll. I just want to roll a d4 and subtract it. Okay. Not because I care about winning, but because I really, I'm trying to emphasize, you know, whatever if it fails, but this is like, Will loves to read people and he is like really focused on this.
So based on the roll I received, you have to roll something?
I did. I rolled
Yes,
I have to roll a d4.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was subtracting my points. How do I
just
do
type
I
it? Just slash R d4.
Wait, where?
Oh, in the chat. Oh, bottom right.
What'd you say?
Slash R space d4.
There's also that little thing in the
Yeah, there's
the side.
Also the dice here, but
it's a two.
Two. Okay, so minus two. All right. So based on. Oh, okay.
Oh, he's got like a plus 45 because he's just cool or something. So annoying.
All right. So you think that you don't think Bathwack wants to hurt you, or even necessarily you don't think that maybe what you're thinking is the case either, that he kind of just thinks that having an actual fight with you would be fun. You think that he is just committed to making this believable.
Oh, and so he's like worried about the outcome.
He's less worried about literally not harming you at all than he is about selling this.
Getting home. That's what I'm going to make. Can I make that connection?
I mean, that's up to you. I'm not going to tell.
I will take what you said and be like, why? And Will would go, of course, because he needs to go and protect his family. So he's just like, Bathwack, it will be fine as long as you don't actually like chop my arm off or something, because then I might actually have to make you die. Don't chop my arm off. So, you know, let's figure it out. And sure, if you give me a paper cut, I won't be that ticked off.
Hey, yeah, maybe this will help. I can show you a little circus trick that he always used to do back in the day. In the classic circus fighting part of it. Like when two people would get down in the middle of the circus and fight.
Ooh,
I like the circus. So Bathwack, watch. Bathwack, watch this. I am going to put my hands on Will. This isn't going to go anywhere. This isn't going to work. Will's not going to let this happen.
That's okay. You could try.
Like, well, so if Roscoe comes up to, like, are you putting your hands on Will? Like, you want?
Well, here. So I'm going to put my hands up like I am going to try to, like, choke Will, right?
Are you doing that to me?
No, I'm just putting the hands up.
They're towards you, though.
But. Will,
he's staring right at
you. Have to always be the one in control of the attack, right? That's what we did in the circus. The aggressor is never the one in control of the action. It's always the person on the receiving end who's controlling it. So you put your hands up sort of under my hands as if you're trying to, you know, resist. But what you're actually doing, unbeknownst to the audience, to the circus goers, if you will, is actually you're the one controlling where Bathwack's hands go. You know what I mean? You want to try it out?
Will is 100%. Actually, you see like a change in his face. At first, he is looking at Roscoe like very like, okay, you weirdo guy. Right? But then like there's absolutely a curiosity there. And this is because... before he had magic powers, this kind of shit. I think the last session we had, didn't Roscoe say something really interesting? Like, back in his circus. Probably. It was like some kind of idea about, it was like a very clever, what was it? Do you know what I'm talking about? Roscoe had a, he had an idea about like showmanship or a trick or something. And Will was like, yeah, this guy, actually, that's pretty cool. Like, that's something he did in the circus. I respect that. That's cool. And now you're doing this. It was something like that. So like,
I forget what it was, but I remember that, it happening.
Yeah. Like, and so like, he thinks about that. He's like, whatever that was. He remembers it.
Showmanship.
And you're doing that, and he's like actually curious about this, and he absolutely just like lets you like put your hands whatever, so he can learn how this stage goes. Like, this is, he's into it.
So Will, put your hands underneath my hands as if you're, you know, and it looks like you're trying to push me away. But now, once you put your hands right there, now you can control and put my hands right up around your neck. But you'll notice that I'm in no position to actually do you any harm, because you are in complete control.
Like, he's, so whatever the position would be, I'd be defending myself and your hands would be around my neck, right? But mm-hmm. in this very, yeah. right. And Will, like just standing there like that is completely comfortable, like leaving your hands there, and like looks at Bathwack. And then he's like, this could be something we use, like if we do a chase or something. Like, we could do this in the marketplace.
Right. And this is just one example. This is one example. I bet the same thing could be applied to other physical altercations, or even, a way to do it with spells too. Mm. But you try this one, Bathwax.
Wait, who am I trying with? With Will?
Yeah.
All right, so I put my hands like here.
Uh-oh.
And then he kills me immediately.
Remember, Bathwax, you are not aggressing. You're only looking like you're aggressing. Every movement and what's about to happen will be led by Will, not you.
All right. So then,
so hold your hands right there. They're cool hands.
Roscoe, what are we doing?
Yeah, you're holding your hands up just like that.
Yeah. Okay. They're up.
Now, Will.
So I grab Will's collar, right?
No.
No.
Will.
I grab around the neck. What do I do?
Will's dead.
Do I like put an arm, my hand under his arm, so that when I lift him up by his neck, I don't choke him?
We're already fighting. It's like at first it was like all calm, and Will's like, yeah.
Rafina, we need your assistance in kind of helping Bathwack to be calm and mindful and focused right now. Because he's getting too distracted by his fighterly instincts.
Okay.
He's trying to kill me!
He's not trying to kill you, Will. Don't worry. Rafina comes up to Bathwack and stomps on his toe. Listen! I'm getting such a look from Alex. Now, just very calmly, don't even tense your fingers. Just lay them loosely and limply upon his lapels.
I do that.
All right, now, Will, now you do to his hands what you did to mine.
I do that, but it is like, so I'm like, this, we are way too close right now. This is uncomfortable.
I would like to point out the difference between the diameter of his wrists and Roscoe's wrists, by the way.
Oh, right. Gosh, yeah.
Will. Right. And also, his has a lot less mustard on him. Yeah,
easier to
put your hands over mine. Like, you're trying to keep my hands away from your neck.
I feel Will's gonna reach up. Like, you're right. Like, his hands have got to be enormous. This is enormous, and he's like a different
species.
Like, his hands are scaly and giant. And like, I feel like Will reaches up in a genuine attempt to do it, and then he's like, "This won't work. His hands are too big. It doesn't make any sense, Roscoe. It doesn't work."
Look, this is just the philosophical foundation for what I'm trying to explain. Ultimately, we're probably going to be using magic spells. And what I wonder is if you happen to have a spell that Bathwack could be pretending to cast on you, but actually you are the one casting it on yourself in a controlled way. It's the same principle, just from a distance.
I think they need to practice some dancing together. so that they can read each other's movements and predict what's going to happen next. I think they need to spend the night dancing.
Okay.
Dance!
Sure. We don't actually need sleep. So
you can dance at Demon's Leap.
Oh, yeah. Sounds great. It probably summons something.
I will say, unfortunately, I don't think it's a good idea for any of us to actually go up there before the actual event.
I agree.
Because if anybody sees two figures stalking about up there, immediately our plan begins to show some cracks.
It's true.
Agreed. But I am still worried about the whole rumor situation regarding that, because if we're not going to go up there, maybe I should go up there. If we're going to wait, if you're going to give me time to, I don't know. I could be invisible or something, but that's...
And script. Script and choreograph. Shamey! And we have another job for the two of you.
What?
You need to go to the library if it's not open. Well... You don't have to break in. We're friends with a librarian, right? No, we're not. We're friends with a valet. Wait, what's going on? I forget. You need to go. You need
Who's
to
he
go.
Talking to?
You need to go to the library and look up all the information you can find about Demon's Leap. All the different stories and all the different research that you can find. That way, we have that information before we go tomorrow.
All right, except... There is a very, very minor flaw in that plan. Yeah! Oh. That dumb plan!
Oh, because neither of you...
Oh, they can't read and read? Oh, my God.
No, but you know, we all know Will's been teaching you how to read, Shimi, so this is a good test of your abilities.
Will looks sad at Shimi. Like, Shimi, don't... It's fine.
Just
it's
bring the fine. Books here.
Yeah, you could. I mean, you know what? Usually there is a librarian, although there wasn't any when we were there.
We cannot alert any librarians of any research being done about Demon's Leap evening before.
I'm sure reference material is not allowed to leave the library anyway, so no one else is going to have checked it out, and we can just take it out the back door.
I guess I could write something down. Like, I have canonically been working with Shimi on certain things. I could try to write something down on a piece of paper and say, look for this phrase. This is what you want to look for.
Mysterious deaths.
But I wouldn't do it in front of you so you could say, aw!
Wait, can Bernard read?
Oh, yes. I guess, I don't know, as a dog, can he? I mean, yeah, that's a good question. Bernard
can
absolutely
read. He
can talk
as a dog.
Bernard can absolutely.
He must.
Bernard the human could read, so.
I love the idea of Mo and Shimi, like, just sneaking a dog into a library so that the dog can do research.
Looking at
I love that.
That's the next movie that we're writing.
I love the idea of you sending them off and them just saying okay, and then they get in the library, they break in, and then they're like,
oh wait, neither of us can read. That's so good.
Oh my god, oh,
that's
how
so
funny.
Good.
That's crazy.
That would have been an amazing trick for you as the DM to pull.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's like, all right, we'll go.
Yeah, we'll totally go. We got this. Don't worry about that, guys. We have Look, there's the dog that can read right there.
There's Bernard. Hi, Murray.
No, maybe we can just send Will's brother with them, and then the three of them can. Because I do think that that's a good point, that we need to know as much about this place as possible.
Yeah.
Bernard, would you be willing to go with them and read some books?
Look you give Bernard. You don't even want to send him to a library, let alone across the continent.
It's KT because I've been thinking about the conversation I need to have with Bernard.
Uh-huh.
Will does not look at him.
I could do that. I think that'd probably be a good idea. Is that all right, Will?
Yeah, well, do you think I hope there's information there, but it's not like there's going to be a big fat ass book about devil's, whatever the heck it's called?
Demon's Leap.
No, you go to the back of the library. There's usually like a thing that you can use to go through old newspapers.
It's like a really small fish, right?
Oh, nice.
I don't get it. Wait, I don't get it.
Like what they're called in
it's a microfiche.
Yeah. Yeah,
fuck
which
me.
I only knew yeah. that because Eric taught me that term. I had never heard that term.
I've heard that, but it wasn't coming to mind. I wasn't.
It's a weird one.
Really small.
That was a joke just for Abby.
Spelled? How is it spelled?
Teeny tiny. I was just waiting to see.
Yeah. How is it spelled?
I think it's F-I-C-H-E.
F-I-C-H-E. Yeah. There's microfilm and microfiche, and I don't know why they're two different things.
Yeah. I'm gonna.
It's like VHS and Betamax.
Exactly.
After the three of them leave.
Bye.
Which do they? Okay, they're gone.
Now it's just the 10 of you.
Just the 10 of us. We can plan it if we try. Just the nice. 10 of us.
Oh, that should have been my recap.
Bathwack and die.
Bathwack can die.
Bathwack okay. will die.
As I was saying, Will, do you have any spells that you could technically cast on yourself?
I have plenty of spells I can cast on myself, but...
But fighting spells, attack spells.
I don't want to actually attack myself.
Right. As the one being in control of it. Presumably, if your mastery of the arcane is mastery enough.
He does the same look he did before. He does the flop enough. Of his head and looks
the
at
flop.
You.
The head flop.
And he's like, Roscoe, I guess we haven't discussed this. I am relatively new to magic. I'm not like a master of magic.
Oh, hey, me too. I keep accidentally casting things all the time.
Yeah, we're so similar.
You and I are more similar yes. than either of us ever knew.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That makes me so happy that we could have this moment today, says Will, gazing off into the middle distance. I usually use spells to kind of manipulate the situation. Less attacks, more manipulation. That's why I'm sure I could illusion my way into looking like I'm getting beat
up. Sure. Yeah, it could be one of those spells, and Bathwack could pretend to be casting that.
I think Bathwack is also just nervous about hurting me and ruining things. And if something happens and it's an actual accident, it's okay, Bathwack. I guess. But,
well, maybe instead of having to cast fly all the time, maybe you can wear the boots. And then, I mean, we can pretend that we get hit or thrown or, I mean, all kinds of things. And we can catch ourselves at the last minute with the boots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but right, but we don't want to illustrate that we have the boots, right? Because if we're going to fall, like Roscoe right. said earlier, we don't want to. Yeah, I think you could throw a super punch, and I could be and I use the boots to fly backwards, like you hit me through a wall.
Yeah, like Will. I mean, like I could what we were just about to do, you know? Well, sort of until you got anyway. Let's forget about that. But like I could pick you up by the neck. But you could just be floating with the boots.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Right?
Agreed.
Totally comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
But ultimately, isn't the end game probably best for you to have the boots, Bathwack?
We because both have boots.
Oh, right.
They're two pairs. Yeah.
Well, Will's character isn't dying, right? Or what must Will's character die also? Would that be cleaner?
I mean, it's maybe it's believable. Is how many Will deaths? Gonna be, I try to Valencio? Roll a history check. No, I think I'm a different person. I think
new
I'm,
person.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Although you know, and then yeah, the other thing I've been wondering is whether I should be Valencio. I guess I should be Valencio on our way back to Gully's End with Gully's End's king dead, right? I'm the valet, so I should attend his dumb bones.
Will, I have the perfect character for you. This is an archetypal character that was always the bad guy in our Soikas acts. You know, skinny guy dressed all in black with a black top hat and a long, coily mustache.
He glares at you. Yes.
Is this what Will looks like now?
Basically, he doesn't have a hat on, but that is literally, he wears all black. He has a black mustache, you know, he's skinny and tall.
Not necessarily coily.
It's not really coyly, right? But, you know, yes, it's too. It's similar. Very similar.
That's
coyly.
Yeah.
yeah, but I don't necessarily want Will Pompeian to be known as some guy that flies around killing kings from another land.
You'll figure something out. But ultimately, so Bathwack, you're the one I think you are. Well, yes, maybe both of you tumble off of Demon's Leap. All right? And maybe as you're falling midair, one of you gets these scrambles to get the boots of flying out of your bag and put them on before you hit the the ground or the ocean or whatever's over there. Did they tell us what was? They're gone now.
Yeah.
Oh no. Well,
it overlooks the bay.
Yeah, it's on a cliff.
So presumably there's water.
Also, just so you know, like the boots of flying aren't like. They aren't like winged shoes. Like they're not necessarily not overtly.
No one would know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you don't have
that's
to.
That's good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just so you know.
But if anyone is paying attention, they will notice that these nemeses have the exact same shoes.
Will
they? You're going to look different completely.
I was making a joke.
Oh.
Well, and as Will Morgan,
I just think it's funny.
As Morgan Freeman says in Shawshank Redemption. How often do you really look at a man's shoes?
Yeah,
that's right.
Will looks all the time.
Yeah, Will looks at everyone's shoes.
Yep,
all the
I'm sure
time.
He will.
I love that movie.
And I don't have anybody so there to good. Speak at this point. All my NPCs left are mute, but I wouldn't mind
Is
you guys.
Clock Face there?
Huh? Yeah.
Sign it out, dude. Please,
good, good signing.
This is a podcast.
Good gestures. Oh, that one's naughty. Yes. Oh, that's okay. Eric, this is a family podcast.
I would point out that I haven't heard very much about what Roscoe and Rafina are doing.
Well, we're participating
all
this. in this debate. For this endeavor,
I do think.
No, but I mean, in the part of, as part of the plan.
Yeah.
Sorry. No. Yeah, I'm not saying you guys are.
Yeah, we
conspicuously
should turn...
absent now.
Yeah.
I'm saying, what are you doing tomorrow morning, Rafina?
I think one of us has to be at the other. Oh, because that was part of what we were talking about, isn't it? That it would be weird for Bathwack to be fighting alone.
Right.
No, I don't know.
Not necessarily.
I mean,
you guys aren't known as like fighters.
Yeah, we're
but
not.
But we're known as a group. Like, I mean, I would. That's what Will had brought it up because he's like, if anyone knows anything about this band of morons that has been traveling across Six Rivers, destroying everything, it's us. It's the same number of people all the time.
Roscoe is less known as the newest member. Roscoe is less known. So I think Roscoe would stay behind in the market. To be kind of the one like pointing out the fight to everybody and making sure everyone's attention is on the cliffs. He's like, it's like what he did when he first started the circus. He was like a promoter, kind of a hype man. Rafina, I think it makes sense for Rafina to be the one to maybe be chasing at. I think Rafina needs to chase after you guys in, you know, all like verklempt. And be like, oh no, my bestest friend, Bathwack, he's chasing an evil man. And then,
but always ass.
I know.
She's not going to cry about things. That, like, if anyone knows anything about her, is all I'm saying. Like, this is close to where Rafina lives. She can get knocked out. Or she can
She's also got some pretty impressive magic, too. I will point that out as well.
Ooh, could Rafina contribute to the...
Got a dumb... I can't remember what it's called now.
Are you going to mention the tiny hut again?
Yes! No. It's because I was just listening to the episode. So the last time we talked about the tiny hut.
That's how you're going
to
defeat
I'm thinking more
villain.
Like call lightning and shit.
Yeah.
Very dramatic, Rafina. Oh, that would help. Like,
there's
always
call lightning. I do have call lightning.
Using Rafina's spells will be very dramatic.
It kills people, though.
If both Bathwack and Will's character
kill me, Rafina,
die, we are going to need somebody to be at the bottom of that cliff, ready to present the remains. and bring them into Trent.
So the good thing is you have me as the villain and who can also be the valet or something. Or Rafina can just be the one that discovers it. She's tough enough. The villain goes away, but Rafina survived and is like, but Bathwack perished. Rafina, do you think you can act that shit out?
I think I can handle it.
I believe in you, actually. I feel like no matter whether I've all been worried in a situation that you might have to perform, it's always worked out pretty well. So,
well, sometimes. Depends yeah. on when I roll.
What? Says Will. But you know what? I trust you. Whatever the fuck that means.
It depends on whatever role she has.
Like cinnamon rolls?
No, yeah. Roll. Oh, like R-O-L-E.
Oh. Yeah. Hmm.
Now right. I want a cinnamon roll.
No, I know, yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I didn't say it.
I was the one That's that true. Said it, but I was just going to let him take the blame, so.
Yeah, we'll just blame
him. So, ultimately, I think another thing we have to decide is Bathwack. What is the final spell and or physical attack that kills you? And if it's a spell, maybe it should be one that you can cast on yourself and that Will can pretend to be the one casting. That way you are in control, just like I showed the two of you. So,
and don't forget your last words.
And your last words.
I was just imagining that Will will, I don't know, eye terror me off the edge of the cliff or Eldritch blast me off the edge of the cliff or something.
Do you know either of those spells? Do you know Eldritch blast?
No, but Will does.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, okay, but you need to be the one in control.
You've been talking about hurting me and been worried about that, but the truth is you gotta die. You're the one that has to die, so I have to hit you. I'm the one that has to make it look like you are really getting attacked well. Because, like, again, this has to be significant. If anyone knows anything about you, it's not going to be believable if it's not atrocious.
Yeah, so do it.
So watch out.
Do a quick mental inventory of the attack spells that you know, Bathwack, and which one would you like to die by? And which one do you think you could control?
The attack spells that Will has, which is, like, one. Bathwack's like, oh, of all those attack spells I've seen Will use? Wow.
No, it has to be one
saying that Bathwack needs to cast it himself.
Bathwack is casting. Yeah, but it definitely can't look like Bathwack's magic, right. though.
Right.
I don't look like that.
But nobody knows our magic around here, right? I mean, your magic.
But guys, remember, the reason we're doing all this is not just because of the people. What if whatever it is watching?
Juliet.
Or Xantris. We need to make sure mm-hmm. that if they get a glimpse of this, it looks real.
Now, Will, could you prestidigitate the effects of an attack spell that Bathwack is casting on himself? Because then you would be casting a spell, and you would look like you're casting that spell, but actually you're casting prestidigitation on a spell being cast by Bathwack. This is actually kind of genius.
Yeah, I mean, if we can time it right, I can't like manifest him looking like he's missing limbs or having a huge scar or anything. I can kind of
that all happens off camera. That's the name of the bay. That part the of bay. The bay.
I don't have any spells I can attack myself with.
Are we coming up on a mechanical limitation of D&D? Like, isn't like the way spells are phrased? Can't we get kind of clever
are
here?
All based on him chopping things with a sword.
Yeah,
ultimately.
Basically, that's
he doesn't
the thing.
Like cast.
So much of it is like thunderous smite and like, and oh yeah,
it's stuff that augments
He's
him.
Fucking
swinging
terrifying.
A sword.
So like again, this is yeah.
So you're just gonna have to hit me, Will, and I'll have to go off the edge.
And yeah,
you'll have to somehow make it look like I'm on fire or something. So that
if I cast a cool enough spell, it might look like
the spell.
My smoldering remains
are at the bottom
yeah,
of the...
Yeah. It could be like, it could be acid. It could be, you know, it could look like almost anything, I think, you know, in the end. For your bones to show up. I can think of something. Yeah.
Cool.
Whew.
But like Adam said, you'll just improvise it.
Yay! Yes! Mm-hmm. I love it.
So, to summarize, it sounds like the plan is maybe to start the fight in the market and then make your way to Demon's Leap for the killing blow.
Yeah, hopefully
generally speaking.
Is there
a way to what's the direct route?
Right. To... Like we would need to look at a map or like walk around the place to get mm-hmm. familiar with the streets because mm-hmm. yeah, like if it is a huge enormous run, I don't know if that makes
this
sense.
This is when it is really when it's actually quite useful that both of you do have boots of flying. Because mm-hmm. that way you can get from the market up there, and that's a dramatic, like, two people flying up there.
But then it's not a... But then unless he's dead before he falls, right. It doesn't...
And then the fall can't be
him.
The kill.
Right, we need Which to get rid... He needs to lose his boots.
Yeah, or not demonstrate that he has them.
Right, yeah, so maybe... Can... Maybe, oh, one of... Yeah, like...
I'm gonna run.
Bathwack is chasing you. You have flying boots, and he jumps up and hangs on to Will and is like hanging off of him as you
yeah,
fly
but he's
up.
Actually flying. Yeah. That's a good idea.
It looks like he's out of control, but actually he is not.
Mm-hmm. Just like in the circus.
Just like in the circus.
So are you guys going to scope out the
I think that
it
would
the
make
route,
the most
at
sense
least without
next,
going up there.
We're planning all this and we really don't have a layout of the city yet in our brains. So yes, I think the yeah. next
and
thing
we have to rest, right? In between. So we have to go check it out and then rest.
Well, we don't have to rest.
Is that true? It depends on whether we can plan again. Like, I don't think the timing really works. We'll see how it goes, I guess. But like, as far as we were saying, like, let's leave first thing in the morning. But like, I don't have the spells. Like, I can't do all of this in one day. I need to have it be at least at sunrise so that my spells can be refreshed.
Last you told the captain you were going to leave the next day. So it's
yes.
fine.
Yeah. I just thought it was early in the... Like, it sounded like, first thing in the morning, listen.
It wasn't established. And he was like, it's fine. You guys can leave whatever you want.
So, Will, okay. did you decide how you're going to insult the ferret?
No, because you know what, guys? Like, a ferret? What? Like...
Don't use up all your good insults.
I don't
now.
Know what a ferret is, says Will. Like, not really. Do I know what a ferret is? Have I seen ferrets before?
I think we talked ferrets. About this.
Maybe I've
There's
seen,
probably like an
like
exotic
the only thing
pet
I,
shop
I was
in
say,
Tivoli that unethically sells animals.
I was
going to
say like maybe there's a fur that's made out of ferret.
Oh God!
And that Will's like, I've seen their skins, but you know, like what the fuck?
We had some ferrets in the circus. How can I best describe? Have you ever heard of a Tom Skerritt?
I know who Tom Skerritt is, but no. What?
A ferret is a lot like a Tom Skerritt, but doesn't walk on its hind legs.
Tom Skerritt.
Mm-hmm. All right, so are you guys going to leave and go
I think that makes
check
sense.
Out the town?
Yeah, I want to go pee.
Yeah,
says Rafina.
That makes sense.
We can go
pee!
Hey!
Yay! I'll be back.
The ice cream was maple because it was like a maple.
It
oh, it was
right.
incredible! It was so good, and I was like, "Oh, how is this dairy free?"
All right.
Sorry, ice cream. It's exciting. I don't really get to talk about ice cream anymore because I can't eat it. Woohoo! Sorry, DM.
No,
are we gonna have ice cream in the game?
Yeah, sure. As you're leaving, there's an ice cream bar. You guys get to serve yourselves.
What?
Yay!
Like,
Rafina's
really?
Driving the ice
really?
Cream truck.
Oh, that's so luxurious. Like, Will would be very excited about that.
You know what? Sure.
This is a great little ice cream bar. Could you direct me to the mustard-flavored ice cream?
And the owner comes up to this old guy, if you remember, and he says, oh, sure, come over this way. And he takes you by the elbow, Roscoe, and he pulls you aside. He's like, I've been meaning to take you aside here, young man. I have something here I thought might be useful for you. And he gives you a wink, very overt, almost painful wink.
Aww,
and he slips something into your palm.
I'll hold his palm. I'll hold his palm.
Sir, I think you're doing winking wrong, okay? So you're turning your face so your left eye is facing me, but you're winking with your right eye as it's directed away from me. So can we just try this again where you turn your left eye toward me and you wink that eye because that's the one I can see.
To be fair, I didn't do that.
But oh, maybe great, yes, Sam and Eric.
I thought you were criticizing Eric's winking. I thought that was you going.
Oh,
meta.
No. This is a bit. Okay. I always do this winking bit, and I'm trying to bring it into D&D world by saying that this guy doesn't know how to wink.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
That's amazing.
As long as my winking is impeachable, that's all I care about.
Yeah, but if you would just let that go, people would have heard that you did something hilarious. Anyway, does he get the wink right?
He tries it again.
Oh, this time.
Okay. Right, now both of your eyes are... Oh! Okay. There you go, you got it.
I did it right, just like I did the first time.
I thought maybe he'd blink both by accident.
Yeah. That was very good eyelid control.
This is the owner of the bar who's been serving us like food and stuff upstairs.
In the back room. And he says, I feel like you're maybe a little... Are you a little down in the dumps there, laddie?
Me?
Uh-huh.
I don't know about feeling about as dumpy as I usually do.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Well, here, you just, you slip some of this in your drink, your food there, and you'll get positivity for days.
Oh,
I mean, whether it's your food or someone else's, you know. Anyway, I just thought you could use it.
Aww.
And he turns and walks away.
Thank you. What am I holding? Is it like a vial? Is it a liquid? Or
it is a paper sachet.
Okay.
And there's something inside, and it looks like it's labeled. It has like a label on it, so it looks like an actual product. And it's called Brown Treat.
What?
And underneath it just has the single tagline, and it says Bravo.
Oh no, Eric!
Pork
fried dice listeners, you need to know that we are playing this session on June 16th, 4 days, 4 or 5 days after Treat Williams, who starred as Andy Brown on Everwood. He tragically died in a motorcycle crash. So Eric is being very sweet and incorporating and honoring
Bravo
Treat Williams. And he's Bravo. He always would tweet things with Bravo.
I love that so much.
I'm like tearing up. I love it's so sad. It's so sad. You know that I am in the dumps. I'm in the dumps. I need Brown Treat.
I need Brown Treat.
Also, this sounds like poop humor. Like, are you in the dumps? Here, have some Brown Treat.
Weren't we talking about brown water earlier?
You were.
Oh,
I guess
no.
I was.
Oh my god.
That will cause positivity for days.
That's so cute. It smells like, you open it, it smells like hay. It smells like freshly mown Vermont hay. It
definitely does.
If you want to hear more about Treat Williams and Everwood, you can check out the other podcast that KT and Eric and I make called Everwood Never Wouldn't.
Where
if you're
we
in the...
speak nothing but good words about Treat
oh
Williams.
Oh my god.
Especially
don't
if you start
listen.
From the beginning.
Oh my god.
Don't listen.
Poor Treat Williams. I shit all over Treat Williams forever. Oh
but
my god.
But that was like 3 years ago. It's
and
fine.
Not like him as a person, just like his acting, especially at first. Like I could not wrap my head around Treat Williams, but my goodness. R.I.P. Treat Williams for sure. But Brown Treat. It sounds delicious.
All right. I'm putting that in Roscoe's inventory.
Positivity.
All y'all in the Discord server know that we have a channel for Everwood Never Wouldn't. So
yes,
when this episode drops, if you're not already in the Discord server, find us and come say hi in the Everwood Never Wouldn't chat.
Found in the episode description. And
What? I was just wondering what Roscoe would be like if he were positive
positivity
days.
For days.
Well, Roscoe's certainly not going to consume this. We all know that Will's going to consume this without knowing it at some point. Like, let's be honest. Oh, I'm going to put this right out there. Uh-huh. This positivity for days is going right into Will's next meal.
Oh my gosh.
So prepare, KT. Prepare to role play that.
Thank you for taking the cue and running with it, Adam.
Wow.
Oh, so funny.
And don't give it to Rafina.
Holy shit, we'll all be dead.
Oh,
it would
Jesus
probably
Lord.
Cancel itself. So, yeah.
Rafina turns into the sun. Her face just beams down on three rivers. Six rivers.
Oh my god.
There's only
no
three left. The other three evaporated away.
Yeah, yep, three rivers.
Three rivers. We got some. It's so good.
Right. And as he walks away, you catch a glimpse of something. You see that on his like upper neck, like right behind under his ear, you see there's a small, very faded old tattoo of a waterfall.
Ooh.
Interesting. The back of his like behind his ear?
Yeah, like kind of tucked up behind his ear on like his upper neck. Ish area.
Oh my gosh.
Roscoe has Roscoe seen
a waterfall?
This like the waterfall symbology before.
KT, maybe you know.
What?
Has Roscoe seen the waterfall symbology before? Like would he
It's on Bathwax's shield
and chain.
Okay, so Roscoe's at least seen it on Bathwag. And is it...
I think, like, waterfalls in general are probably pretty obviously important.
Is the waterfall connected to Eldath, specifically? Or is that different? Is that separate?
I think that in D&D lore that is
Alex?
True, right?
Oh. You need your microphone to talk.
I think so...
And so, that Clockface worships.
Yeah.
It's Eldath. Totally. So, does Clockface have a waterfall?
He has a chain similar to Bathwax.
Wasn't Roscoe there when Chimmy broke his leg?
Yeah.
Or when Bathwax broke, because there was a waterfall.
Right. But I don't know if any of us saw that. I forget if we saw the waterfall or if only Bathwax did.
Everybody saw the waterfall, but only a couple people saw the message in it.
Okay, but it was a very weird
waterfall because it was in the middle of like the city.
Yeah,
it was. It was like a vision that we saw
in an alley or something.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, so that's really that is interesting. Roscoe will definitely note that.
Yeah.
He doesn't know why he's noting it, but he's noting it.
Sure, well, like you do. All right, so you guys leave. Whatever this place was called, this tavern in Trent, it had a boring name. That's why I don't remember it. The ale house.
Yeah,
exactly. Outside, it is fully dark at this point. Listeners, forgive us if our perception of time is completely off, but that's what I picture, and so that's what it is. That's
cool.
Either it was that makes sense, or that's how long they were in there. As you come outside, there's a small group of people conspicuously gathered near the entrance to the alehouse, like six people. And it looks like they're kind of just standing there waiting. And when they see you come out, and specifically when they see Bathwax come out, they approach. And they look like they're.
Oh, should I look like the valet? I should still look like the valet? Yes. So I look like the valet.
You.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure what I looked like.
You would be conscious of that, I'm sure, before you left.
Okay.
And also, does Roscoe need to be somehow separate from the group for his role tomorrow? Like if people know that Roscoe hangs out with Bathwax, will it be conspicuous for him to be in the market being like, I mean, he could just be like, oh, it's my friend. He's in danger in the distance.
Too bad I can't get over there.
I've got my mustard fell asleep.
You could have a crutch. You could just be like, oh, too bad I twisted my ankle yesterday.
My right. unicycle has a flat toyer.
So yeah, I'm with the group. I don't think it matters. Rusk is an old cute.
And yeah, they look like they're sort of led by a young woman, probably in her early 20s. And she approaches smiling, and she says, hello, sir, directly to you, Bathwack. Welcome to our small town. We as members of the Trent Citizenship Club would like to welcome you to Trent. Welcome.
Thank you for your kind welcome. I'll shake her hand or something.
Okay.
I don't know what the greeting is here. That's what I'll do.
Okay.
I'll do it confidently as if it's absolutely rude. The right thing to do.
Okay. She doesn't seem weirded out. She seems maybe a little intimidated, but she does sort of gently grasp your hand. She says that we are honored to have someone such as yourself of your standing here. In our town. Is there anything you might need? We've established places for you all to stay in our humble inn, if you would like, or whatever it might be. We are here for you.
Oh, that's very kind. We would appreciate a place to stay tonight.
Oh, very good. Would you like us to show you to the inn, or... I don't mean to impinge on whatever plans you may have. Whatever your liege would wish is certainly fine with us.
I'm going to glance over at Will.
Will just barely shrugs. Yeah.
All right. Great. Yes. Show us the way.
We're waiting for a couple of our friends to meet back up with us here. But a question for the Trent Citizenship. Council.
Club.
Is it? Club. Trent Citizenship Club. Is it true that this fair city was named after its founder, a very kind and sweet man named Trent Williams?
I've never heard of a Trent Williams. Stone, you're our history buff. Is that true? No, as far as I'm aware, this was the site of a battle long ago. It was the Battle of Trent is what it was called. There was a bridge here, the Trent Bridge, and this battle was fought on this bridge long, long, long ago. The bridge has since been fallen to bits and been rebuilt and rebuilt and rebuilt. I'm perhaps the bridge was named after a Trent Williams in the past. I can't say that isn't true for certain.
That must be what I heard.
Excuse me, Mr. Stone, is it?
Yes. Stone is my given name.
Excuse me, Mr. Stone, some other last name. My name is Rufina Falangepot, at your service, and I am wondering if you could tell us a little bit about...
About what?
Nothing. I forgot.
There are some things that we would certainly would love to hear about, but there are some things
that probably... The Battle of Trent?
Yeah, right. This is probably the Battle of Trent that you were about to ask about.
I heard that it ended over across the way between those two corn cobs over there.
No, no, we're not. None of us are curious.
I'm not asking about it. I'm not asking. That's what Will's way of saying it, so that he's looking to see if anyone corrects. He says it in the he doesn't refer to demon, he doesn't refer to the place as a place he knows, and he's saying it like, oh yeah, I've heard it ended over there, like just to see if they say anything about it. They're not asking about
it. I mean it was part of the Pineapple Wars long ago, the Battle of Trent.
I see.
I'm sure you know.
We do indeed. I do indeed. In fact, I've been trying to supplement my
my appendices of the Pineapple War trilogy, and it's not been an easy thing to find that particular volume. But I what I really wanted to ask about was any other lore you might have about this, because I'm particularly interested in haunted structures.
Well, I mean, Chandra here, she's the expert in the paranormal, if you will.
You have so many experts in this group. What a terrific club.
Wait, Chandra? Chandra Rhymes? Is that you?
Who?
Guys, Chandra
Rhymes.
No, I'm Rhymes
Chandra Williams.
Oh. Oh, okay. I knew a Chandra Rhymes who was very into ghost anatomy.
Oh.
Ghost anatomy. Mm.
Interesting. I've never met a ghost anatomist.
Trying to make a Grey's Anatomy joke. It's stick and move, stick and move.
I don't know Grey's Anatomy.
I've never
Anatomy
seen a second of
all.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
It's a Chandra Rhymes joke.
Okay.
A lot of moving pieces to this joke.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just like our plan tomorrow.
Oh, what plan?
No, I didn't. Roscoe didn't say that.
Chandra.
Yes.
Is it Chandra?
Chandra, yes.
Are there any haunted inns or other structures in the town of Trent?
We just have the one inn. There have been some sightings of different specters and things like that on the beach down by the gazebo.
Mm.
I know that there was something some time ago. There was something seen cavorting about in the fountain in the square on the other side of the river.
Cavorting, very improper.
I mean, of course, there's Demon's Leap, but I mean, I'm sure you know all about that.
I have never heard of Demon's Leap.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, well, just look over there. Look up there. It's hard to see in the darkness.
Those two corn cobs?
Oh no, those are stone outcroppings. Not corn. Not corn cobs.
Suddenly became concerned mid-sentence.
Not corn cobs.
Who are we dealing with here?
Not citizens, clearly.
Legend has it that if you stand between those two severe and magnificent juts of granite, you will inevitably fall to your death, no matter
fall
what you can
death.
Do.
That's so boring. I'm sure we're all really only interested in the fountain. Right, guys?
Will is legitimately now, like, also, like, is there anything to this? Again, like, he's like, if there's a, like, how recently has that happened?
Oh, there was actually, it was very tragic. There was a young couple that went up there to, I think, engage in some
canoodle?
Hanky. Sure. We'll stick with Nookie? Canoodle. Hanky nookie. Engage in some hanky nookie canoodle.
Oh my god.
Episode title. And that was the last anybody heard of him. They went up there. They were, I think, titillated by the thrill of it all. And
then they ran away like a normal couple would.
Perhaps they did. Or perhaps they took that fatal leap.
Well, I am here to tell you that couple is here right now. It's Roscoe and me.
Come on down!
Hello. Hi.
There was no canoodling. We were up there. We were just reading the newspaper together. And then we got lost.
But,
and here we are
but
now.
But you never heard
nothing
of...
Nothing paranormal about it.
But you never heard of Demon's Leap.
And if that were us, Rafina, wouldn't it be interesting that we're functionally telling them that two members of this group faked their own deaths up there once before?
What do you mean before?
Fascinating.
We didn't fake our deaths. We just got lost on the way down.
Will's starting to sweat. He's just sweating because he feels like he can't be too rude. He feels like he can't take over the situation because he's the valet.
Nice to meet you,
he's
bye. Like, oh.
Roscoe does think we need to murder these six people now. First of all of this. The information they just provided is information we could have gotten from Mo and Shimi from the library. And now there are six people who know that we're very interested in Demon Sleep.
I don't think
that the conversation necessarily was us.
Roscoe
like,
is
going
murdering
after,
them. Yeah. Roscoe murders them.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. I don't think we too actively went after information. They kind of are nerds and are offering a lot of nerdy information mm-hmm. very willingly.
And then Bathwack defends them, and then Roscoe kills Bathwack.
Yay, we did it! That was the plan all along.
That was absolutely perfect, you guys.
Oh, we did it. We did it.
Well, okay, so tell me more about this. There's been a ghost scene cavorting around the fountain. Mm-hmm. When was that? Mm-hmm. When did that happen?
Oh, I mean, I don't know if it's true. I've never seen it myself. It's just bits here and there. I think maybe someone either thought they saw something or made it up, and then people ran with it. You know how things go in small towns like this. Apparently, some young woman splashing about in the fountain. Some young buxom topless woman.
Woo!
Some, you know, how these
Again,
stories
that
go.
That was me. No, just kidding. Just kidding this time.
I had the urge to cover Bathwack's eyes for some reason. Just,
When is the last
You
reported?
Just drape yourself over the robe of eyes. Like tackle Bathwack.
Oh, entire Don't robe? Look.
It's like Twister. To like yes. cover all the different spots.
When is the last reported sighting of this topless lady?
It was a few years ago. That I don't think that one holds much weight, but it's you know, it's certainly an exciting story to tell, which is, I think, why it gets spread around.
Sure. And do these reports indicate that they think that this topless lady is a ghost?
Well, yes. I mean, it's as if she's there one moment, gone the next, that type of thing. Maybe it stemmed from a story that actually happened with a real person. That's often how these kind of things can go, anyway.
This is still Chandra talking?
Yes.
Well, Chandra, you and I both know the way these things often happen. Maybe this lady died while she was, performing some kind of opening sequence for a play called Friends. And she was like one of the friends. And she was supposed to be playing in the fountain. Mm-hmm. And she naked. Died in the fountain naked. Maybe her name was Lisa Nudro.
Or Blonica.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. No, it was Ross.
Okay.
Anyway, we don't want to keep you from meeting with your friends. The inn is just up that way. They'll know who you are, and your rooms are all established for you if you would like.
Sure. Two questions. One, what's the name of the inn?
That's a great question. The name of the inn, it's also steeped in history, as Stone would tell you. This inn has been around almost as long as Trent has been. This is something where it's just very, you know, evocative of the history and the storied, you know,
right.
past of this small town. It's called the Trent Inn.
Wow.
Good. Awesome.
All right. My second question is, how big are these ghost titties?
What size brassiere?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think that the telling usually ranges from large to obscenely large, as you might imagine.
All right. Everyone in the group, let's go around and say our preferred titty size between large and obscenely large. I like large. Will?
for business reasons, large, but personally, none. Thank you.
Large it is. A bathwack.
What?
All right, wait. It is established that Bathwack's wife does not have titties.
Oh, that's established.
She's not a mammal.
Okay, so what works?
He said what, like he doesn't know what titties are.
Yeah, that's great. All right, Rafina.
One of each, please.
One large, one obscenely large. And Mr. Clockface.
He like tips his hand back and forth on like a scale, like up and down. And then you realize it looks like he's just maybe playing with a set of breasts.
A set of breasts. Oh, wow. What a fascinating part of Trent's history. Mm-hmm. If anybody were to recall this conversation we had this evening, I bet we'd all just remember us talking about that fountain ghost and her big tits.
It's very likely.
And as you say that, Shimi and whoever the fuck else.
Roscoe.
Roscoe's just right talking there. About tits. And
Bernard.
Bernard and Mo and Shimi come around the corner.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hey. Welcome. We just met these members of the Trent Citizenship Club. They have a room set up for us in the Trent Inn.
Oh, good. Do they want to hear about what we found out?
No, they don't want to hear anything. In fact,
we don't need to murder anyone else.
Well, if you could just
point us in the direction of the Trent Inn, we'll be on our way.
As I said, it's just up the road that way. But yes, we'll leave you to it. Please enjoy our fine city. We have a small office. It's just off of Camera Alley.
Can I roll like insight to see, like, this guy's just seem nervous, right? They're just kids that seem nervous. That's what my insight roll is intended to be.
Okay.
12, 13.
Yeah, you don't think they're up to any ill intent.
Okay.
Roscoe is interested in whether they have they been sufficiently distracted by our focus on the fountain ghost? Or do any of them seem suspicious or confused?
You can give me an insight as well.
Let's see here. I love that, like, Roscoe definitely just hung a lamp on the whole situation. Inside 20, natural 20.
All right, Roscoe, yeah, you think you nailed it.
Nice.
Yes!
You definitely right that what they'll remember is Roscoe's hyperfixation on this salacious ghost story, which is, it's understandable. Sure.
Yeah,
I think so. They think you might, they have suspicions that you might spend the night by the fountain.
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
I mean, I'm definitely interested.
Wait, Will or KT?
Not Will, but me. Like, are you kidding? Mm-hmm. I really want to know if this has been completely improvised on your part, or if this is something you wrote and that we get to investigate a ghost with our boobs out.
That was a legit.
I'm so excited.
I think it's legit.
Okay, we should definitely legitly.
The first plan is off. Investigate. Who cares about killing Bathwack? We just gotta see this topless ghost.
Like, Roscoe thinks he's, like, really trying to aim us that way, but we're really all like, wait a second. The world ending does not matter. What is this ghost with the
just
mommy milkers
how
in the
big
fountain?
Are these?
Her name's Victoria.
What's her secret?
She drowned her dog in the fountain.
Oh, jeez.
That's her secret.
Wow.
But it's her ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Did the dog drown her?
The dog bit her, gave her rabies, and she was mad, so she drowned the dog.
My God.
And then she died.
What a romantic story. I was hoping that something like that would be the base of it.
As the dog bit her, it ripped her shirt off, clearly.
Wow.
Yes.
I see. Yeah. It's not very sexy, though.
And the dog was Bernard all along.
Oh, no!
Oh my gosh.
All right. Who are those blokes? Do we have to worry about them?
Nope.
No, bye, trust guys. Me. We don't have to worry about them in the slightest.
Well, that's good.
Let's go to the inn. They pointed this way, right?
Uh-oh. Oh,
Adam
okay.
looked one
then
way,
I...
pointed the
Yay!
Other.
Yay!
And he also, so long. And he also winked with the eye away from the camera yeah. for no reason. The eye away from the camera alley. All right. So yeah, you can all head to the inn, and they'll catch you up on what they found in the library. As you're going, though, I don't know if this maybe would be a good point for Bathwack and Will to have their conversation with Bernard, potentially. You could lag behind a little bit.
That's up to Will.
It's mostly up to whether you're feeling up to it as it is 11:18. I would rather have it be, like, if you are cool, if you are, like, energetic enough to do it, then
you
yes.
can also start with the next time if you aren't. That's also fine.
Oh, man.
You hate starting with it.
No, I could at least, we could at least lead into, he didn't even reply, so that means he's mm-hmm. tired, I guess.
Well,
probably.
He just didn't have the mic close enough to his face.
He screamed his reply.
He said, yeah!
The mic was off.
I'm a little tired.
So yeah. here's another question. Alex, if... I mean, right. Roscoe, before we leave the inn, will mention to you that the bartender has this waterfall tattoo behind his ear.
Oh, right, yeah.
And that's just, I don't know if you...
Do you mean before Bathwack, you leave the alehouse?
Yeah, sorry, the alehouse. Yeah, the alehouse. Yeah, to go to the inn.
The other generic name.
Yeah. I don't know if that's something you would want to quick, like, investigate, if you think Bathwack would be interested in that, or if you have any interest in role-playing it, but yeah, Roscoe will be like, oh, hey, Bathwack, I know you got a thing about waterfalls and shit. I think the owner in there that was bringing us all that food, he's got that exact symbol behind his right ear.
I mean, if there's a convenient time to slip away, I might go in and ask him.
We can just, wait for
just
you.
Just ask him about it.
Or we can go to the inn and you can meet up with us later if you want. Yeah, go on in. We'll be wandering this way real, real slowly. Like in slow motion.
All right. So you all, Chariots of Fire style, walk off down towards the inn. Yeah.
Well, Will, you're real good at this.
Will would not be walking at all, though. I would be definitely standing.
Well, maybe you
it's almost
wait
imperceptible,
with Bernard
Will.
As Bathwack yes. goes into the tavern. The rest of yes. them start to head to the inn.
Yes.
We're going to next session start with Alex refreshed and invigorated, ready to talk to everybody under the sun. And we're going to find out what happens in those conversations next time. On Pork Fried Dice.
He's going to talk to everybody under big, bright Rafina yes. in the sky.
Positivity for days, Rafina, sun,
oh
sky.
My gosh.
Rafina in the sky with diamonds she's going to have to spend on Bathwack.
God, I'm really nervous about that. Like, there is definitely something weird up there that Eric is obviously telling us. And are we too stupid to
Oh, I can't wait. No, I can't wait to hear from Mo and Shimi about what they found out.
I hope they actually find something. I hope the dog found a library book to read to them.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's amazing. Really
Can
possible,
you picture
but okay.
Mo and Shimi, like, sitting in the story time area of the library, like, on the ground?
Uh-huh. The
because,
little colorful
because
rug.
Dog. They have that in schools where kids read yeah. to dogs. Like, it is literally a
yes,
literacy
yay.
Thing.
That.
And
so
in shelters,
sweet.
They ask kids to yes. come in to read to dogs, and now it's a dog
so
reading
So Bernard's
to
sitting in a rocking chair reading to Bo and Shimi.
What? Yeah. So great.
Oh my gosh, that's so great.
Mo perched on one of those miniature little colorful plastic chairs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's good art right there.
Precious.
We've had two, I think, really solid planning sessions in a row.
Oh gosh, for real, we have. That's a lot of planning.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.